We're sorry. The number you have reached is not in service. Please check the number or try your call again. This is a recording.
All right, we're live.
We're really live.
All right.
We're live in our lives.
Yeah, and everybody strap into your seat because this is the Shredder Shift.
Actually, you know what? Hang on.
We got this.
Say it again.
All right, everybody strap into your seats. Welcome to the Shredder Shift. And for those of you that are just now joining us, last episode, our pilot episode, we had a few misnomers, like we wanted to be cubicle mates and in good company, and we also said that we were not going to be on Facebook for those of us that are over the age of 30. But because I am over the age of 30, I put us on Facebook.
Yay! Sounds good. Also, Facebook is a great way of doing shit. Even if we don't want to admit it.
This is true.
Yep.
So that's why our episode last time was named Misnomer.
Right. And also my husband pointed out that cubicle maids is easily shortened to cube mates, which sounds like pube mates.
Not
today.
I'm keeping my pubes over here. Anyway, so this episode, on today's episode, which happens to fall on the Daylight Savings Day, which is November 5th, 2023, I'm actually really grateful for this extra hour, and it comes in such a great time because I've been feeling very overwhelmed and like there's not enough me or time to go through the day. Like, burn the candles at both ends. So I had this feeling that today's episode should be called The Subjugate. Yes, subjugate. And that means to dominate and control. So we need to be more domineering in our days at work and life.
I'm going to level with you. I was not paying attention to anything you were saying just now. Sorry.
I know. I see you texting on your phone over there. But good thing we're not at work. I cannot fire you.
Well, not easily.
You're my tech person.
I am your tech person. I put the website together. I edited. This is technically my equipment.
Yes, it is.
All right.
By default.
Yeah. So,
however, this last the last episode taught us a lot. It taught us one, that it's actually kind of fun to, even if we fail, it was actually really fun to listen to the completed product.
It was.
And it was really fun working with you and getting all those sound effects. And the screaming dinosaur.
Yes!
It was probably my favorite.
You know what's funny is, like, there's a couple of sound effects that just happen. And it, at a certain point, the lines just kind of blur between what's real and what isn't.
And I think that's okay. I don't know if everyone really needs to know.
I know.
If we had a real screaming dinosaur, I think that would be actually kind of miraculous.
I think it would be pretty cool.
Yeah. A pterodactyl is what it sounded like. And also, we got over some imperfection stuff. And because I wanted to keep this podcast as raw as possible, keep it real. Real and deal. So.
And yeah.
Also, there is no alcoholic beverages this time. This time we are sporting some blue drink.
Yeah, we are sporting blue drink. Sporty blue drink.
Sporty blue drink.
Sporty blue drink. Right, so remind me again, what are we talking about? I didn't prep it all this time. I had like this whole thing with like NASA the last time we tried this.
I did the educating or the field work this time. You get to do it on the fly like I did last time. So
baller, love it.
I think we need to do this the opposite way so that way you feel prepared and like you are subjugating.
Great. Let's define the term subjugating.
It means Let me just pull this up so I know I'm getting it right.
Right.
It means
being under domination or control, especially by conquest.
That was just a general, and feel free to Google that, but that's just the, I don't know, do we need to cite the dictionary when we do this?
No.
Okay. Well, that's good. Because all the words belong to all of us, unless we come up with a really new term, like, I don't know. I don't know what else is left except just the consonants.
I have no response.
Okay, but anyway, subjugate.
And taking control of one's day.
Yes. And how easily it feels like we are being subjugated by tasks. And I actually have some pretty fun things.
Okay.
So the whole feeling overwhelmed and stressed out at work is a real deal. Tell me about how you deal with your stress at work.
Well, I tried crying.
Does it work?
I think the emotional release is necessary.
I only cry when I'm frustrated, but yes.
I
cry when I'm frustrated. I cry when I'm sad. I cry when I'm mad. That's why I have to stay hydrated, really.
Do you cry at Hallmark cards?
Or
no. Hallmark movies?
So I've been watching Not Dead Yet, and it's a very easy watch. But some episodes I'm like, it's just so nice.
Why can't everybody be that nice?
Yeah.
What was your question again?
How do you deal with being overwhelmed and stressed at work?
Oh, I make lists. I'm a list person.
I live my entire life on an Excel spreadsheet when I'm at work. That, just like most things, like, you know, back when we were cave people, why did we build shelters? Because we needed to protect ourselves from predators. Why did we need to protect ourselves from predators? Because we figured out that we are sometimes food. Why do I make lists and live my job life on a spreadsheet? Because I need to protect myself. Because,
I also heard that you do a time log of everything you do in a day.
I do. It's great. And by great, I mean terrible. But also actually strangely useful. But all right, so once upon a time, I was doing my job. And the thing is, when you are working, you know, sometimes, you know how like you kind of get like lost in the monotony of it all?
Never.
And, yeah, exactly right. and you'll come out the other end of your day and you're like, I know that I was productive, but I could not tell you what I did today.
Yes.
Yeah. And so my supervisor was like, what you up to, Lauren? And I'm like, oh, nothing much. What are you up to? And she's like, no, this is not a social question. What are you doing? And I'm like, oh, in the broader sense, I'm doing this. And she's like, it's taking you like this long to do this? And I'm like, well, there's other things that pop up, like emails and stuff.
Which no one really gets, like how much time goes between like redirecting your efforts.
Yeah, and here's the thing, is like I was directed to basically answer emails as quickly as I possibly could, or at least within the hour. And
so just reply yes or no?
Pretty much, yeah. But what she was kind of failing to understand, and what I literally had to like explain to her, and in the moment that I was explaining this to her, I thought to myself, is she stupid or something? Like, how do you not get this? Like, here's the thing, is when a client emails you and you answer that email, they will respond back with more questions, and then you have to answer those questions. And then they respond again.
And they're not yes
or
no
questions. And you can respond with like, hey, sounds like you have a lot of questions. Do you want to set up a meeting? And they'll be like, yes. And you'll be like, great. What's your time zone? and also when, what's your availability? And they'll be like, Wednesday at 2. And I'm like, what fucking Wednesday?
Because there are four of them.
What part of the world are you in? And so then you'll finally gather that information, and it'll turn out that like it's a time that you have blocked off. And I'm like, can you please give me more other times, other availabilities? Believe it or not, I'm not at your beck and call. I'm at someone else's beck and call. So if you could like, you
the
know,
one that pays me and feeds
give me
you.
Like a couple of different days with like, you know, between like 12 and 4 o'clock Eastern time or what something.
So you want Comcast hours.
Well, just like something to work with, because here's the thing is like, I wasn't the only one that needed to attend these meetings. I would have to invite other people to these meetings. So also like a time that works for me might not work for the other people that need to be in this.
Right.
And so anyway, this is a lot of back and forth emails. And I'm also having 20 separate conversations with 20 separate clients and also doing another part of my job, which results in other clients emailing me questions. So the point is that I was busy all day, but it's just this whole thing where it kind of feels like I'm not really going anywhere or doing anything, even though I am technically doing what I am asked to do.
You know what is the most disheartening thing for me?
What?
Is like, okay, at my job, mm-hmm. I am literally, mm-hmm. unless I'm taking a break, mm-hmm. which is, you know, and if I need a break from my eyes, you know, like away from the computer, mm-hmm. like I'm seeing double, then I go to a different screen and I watch Facebook or, you know, whatever. But anyway, mm-hmm. but some like something relief, like I just need relief from what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But the most disheartening thing is when someone comes over and they're like, you didn't do this. And you're like, okay, well, what you don't understand, man, is that...
First of all, fuck you.
And then, I didn't say that, but I definitely have been thinking it. But, I have been filling my whole day, and work is not a linear thing. If you have mm-hmm. to loop, and I found this, I cannot loop back and redo something that was not done right in the first place. And if I put it in someone else's hands, chances are they don't have that time either. Like mm-hmm. time just marches forward. So you mm-hmm. either get it that time or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, but anyway, and then mm-hmm. on top of that, mm-hmm. and like being questioned like or told you didn't do this part or whatever is like, well, then you do it.
Kind of, yeah.
And then on top of that, you try to do all the things that they're asking you to do, and then they're like, oh, just set more boundaries. You need boundaries. Well, then you try to set boundaries, and then they're not...
No, no, correct... don't set boundaries with us.
Yes. No, that was the incorrect way to do boundaries. Okay, well, like, you either let me do my job and support me, or you just fucking do my job for me. Like, that's literally how it feels.
Mm. Right. I feel it.
And last week I took off for the volunteer stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I just know my inbox...
is gonna be full.
Full. Mm. And, you know, I tried to keep up on my emails, and someone made a really good point. They're like, if you're taking vacation, just take vacation.
Yeah.
You have vacation. You are legally allowed to take a vacation.
Yep.
And you know what I've been doing this whole time? Stressing about what I'm going back to.
Oh, I hate it when you waste time stressing about that shit.
I know.
So. To wrap up. Because there was an end to this story, I do promise.
Sorry.
No, it's all
continue.
Good. I love rabbit trails. So anyway, basically the accusation is, or was, Lauren isn't doing anything. Well, all right. You want to know what I'm doing all day? I'll show you what I'm doing all day. And so I created a pretty efficient system of marking down what I'm doing and organizing the different tasks into like subtasks and stuff, and kind of showing like, this is how long things are taking, this is what I'm doing, this is how I'm spending my time. And like I think maybe a grand total of approximately like 10 minutes a day is like marked as updating this sheet, which, you know, you're going to be marking down everything you're doing all day, then yeah, you're going to be spending a little bit of time doing that. That said, I got it to a point where I was basically working around the clock. If I wasn't at lunch or on break, I was doing something. And so that was my way of protecting myself, basically, from getting fired, or at least written up. And, you know, you would think, like, yeah, you got him. I did not got him. It then became a weapon for them to use against me. Basically, yeah, we can't say that you're not doing anything, but also, like, well, you should really, like, tighten things up, like, and do things faster and do things better. And even though you're clearly doing things, like, all the fucking time, like, you need to do more. And I'm like, this is some bullshit. And so that person isn't even my supervisor anymore. I don't work there anymore. But to this day, I keep a time log of everything that I'm doing. So if it is ever called into question what I've been up to, like, so what have you been up to for the last 4 hours? And my brain is going to be like, what have I been up to for the last 4 hours?
I don't even know what I did last hour.
I will know. I will be able to grab that information and be like, this is what I've been up to. But also, it's a positive thing in that regard. It's also been positive in helping me make lists and stay organized. And so I can, literally my entire morning routine is to pull open all my applications, whatever it is that I need. And also I have a running list of everything that needs to get done with deadlines. And so when I'm feeling really overwhelmed, what I'll do is, like, I take everything on that list and I'll
throw it in the trash can.
I would love to do that. But instead, what I do is I just create a sub list of what do I need to survive this day? If this is one of those horrible, horrible days where I need to, like, phone it in as much as humanly possible, like, what do I need to get done that is not going to make tomorrow complete hell? And sometimes that's what you gotta do.
Yeah. Phone it in. Like Santa Claus needs to come to work.
What?
He needs to come and do, like, some stuff with the elves and, like, make it all go away.
It is November 5th. You're already in the Christmas spirit.
Actually, I just turned on Christmas music. I think it was November 1st.
Oh, man.
Jingle bells,
you and your Christmas music.
Jingle all the way. Hey, you know what? Like, the older you get, literally, it just seems like time flies.
Mm-hmm.